Building a new kind of water infrastructure in Detroit. This is the Environment Report. I'm Sarah Swick. When Metro Detroit got hit by an unprecedented rainstorm last August, it unleashed massive flooding and an estimated 10 billion gallons of raw sewage into the region's waterways. That was an extreme event, but those types of downpours are happening more and more, and Detroit's aging water system has already dealt with sewage overflows for decades. The traditional fixes are expensive, but a couple experiments are underway that could help ease the problem. This stretch of Mack Avenue on Detroit's east side is a good little snapshot of the landscape you find in many parts of the city. Mack is a busy thoroughfare lined with small churches and storefronts, some occupied, some abandoned. But turn onto a side street and it suddenly takes on a rural feel. A nearly empty paved road extends through lush greenery, dotted with just a few houses. That's what it's like here near the corner of Mack and Lakeview Street. Right at the corner is a well-tended lot ringed by a wood fence. Running alongside the curb is a construction project ringed by yellow tape.
So down on the west end, you'll see a large square enclosure, and that's actually a tree planter. Then we have sort of a long rectangular box. That's the actual bioswale.
Jacqueline Bema is executive director of the nonprofit neighborhood development group Land Inc. She says the bioswale, that's what the main contraption is called, will get filled up with a kind of engineered soil that drains really well.
So it'll fill up, the water will soak down into the ground. Whatever doesn't will run through a pipe down the right-of-way towards the curb and then tie into the catch basin at the corner.
That takes some strain off the conventional sewer system.
This will take like a good half an inch, 1 inch rainfall, and it will put it back into the ground rather than in the combined sewer system.
This is the first bioswale in Detroit, but it's just one of a number of so-called green infrastructure projects scattered around this part of the city. In some cases, these green infrastructure projects look something like the gray or traditional water infrastructure that we're used to. But green infrastructure can also look like the lot right next to the bioswale. It's growing pennycress, a biodiesel feedstock. Replacing any hard, non-absorbent surface with a more permeable one can be green infrastructure. In some cases, it's really just a matter of landscaping.
And in fact, that's what makes these things so sublime, is that this allows us at Detroit to transform one of our largest liabilities into a huge asset.
That's Dan Kincaid, acting director of the Detroit Future City Implementation Office. Detroit Future City is a plan that outlines a detailed, long-term vision for the city's landscape. A big part of it outlines strategies to handle Detroit's roughly 24 square miles of vacant land, and a part of that is piloting green infrastructure projects. It includes small projects on scattered vacant lots, like the one at Mack and Lakeview. It also includes a larger, more concentrated project on a commercial urban agriculture site. Kincaid says the big idea is to manage stormwater better than gray infrastructure alone can.
When we get a little over half an inch of rain in less than an hour, we often overwhelm these systems. This ultimately takes raw human waste out into the water.
Kincaid admits that for now, the projects are small, and on their own, they won't make much of a dent in the current system. But they will provide important data and possible seeds of a new approach to water infrastructure. That's the Environment Report. I'm Sarah Swick. If you miss the show on the radio, you can always catch us on iTunes. Just search for the Environment Report. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.